Yesterday, as you probably know, the World Trade Organization released their ruling for the challenge brought by Canada and Mexico to our own amended country of origin labeling rules. You know that is cool, and that's what I'll say. Unfortunately, the WTO found that cool is still not compliant with their trade rules. Cool was approved by Congress way back in the 2002 Farm Bill. That was followed by a series of delays that lasted until 2009, when cool was finally implemented by our Ag Department. Then Canada and Mexico challenged the original cool rules and won a WTO case in 2011. Our Ag Department appealed that decision and ended up amending the original cool rules to make them what they thought was WTO compliant. Unfortunately, WTO ruling released yesterday, and we still have a lot of work to do. I continue to support cool. I believe Americans should be able to know where their meat comes from, just like where their T-shirts come from. And I also believe that WTO serves a very important role in making sure trade policies throughout the world are fair and do not cause unjustifiable economic harm. We're going to have to work with our partners in Canada and Mexico to develop a cool policy that does not violate WTO while adhering to our own laws. This is an important pro-farmer and pro-consumer law.
Good morning, Senator. I noticed in the statement you released yesterday that you think Congress should go back and rewrite the law. Why don't you think the USDA could do this administratively, and if Congress does rewrite it, do you think it would actually pass?
Well, I can't answer the last question, but the former question is easy to answer. I think the USDA has tried and tried, and I wouldn't, if they thought that there was some way that they could write a WTO-compliant rule by amending it, but I presume the statute is fairly restrictive, and that's why I think Congress better take a look at.
Do you have an idea for a remedy as far as how to make it work?
I haven't had to worry about that now, because that was left to the technicians in the U.S. Department of Agriculture and our special trade representatives, and I think I still have to leave it there, except I'm willing to look at rewriting the legislation, and I don't even have a suggestion at that point. But I do believe in the principle that consumers ought to know where their food's coming from, just like where they know where their T-shirts are coming from or made.